It's the Brad Field Weather Podcast, underwritten by Action Carpet and Floor Covering of Simsbury, a family-run business that's built for you. And by McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. I am Dan Lovallo. He is meteorologist Brad Field. We are putting this special edition of the Brad Field Weather Podcast together at around noon on Monday, February the 12th. And the reason we're doing this, Brad, as you're about to tell our audience, is winter is making a big-time return. What is going on?
Oh, absolutely, Dan. We have a winter storm warning up for the entire state. The winter storm warning goes into effect just after midnight tonight, and it's in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow. It is going to be really heavy snow for the morning commute tomorrow, Dan. And I think that I think much of the state will be shut down during the day tomorrow. I'm almost positive that many, if not all, of the schools in Connecticut will be closed tomorrow. This is a big storm coming in, no question.
You know, Brad, as we get to our On the Weather Map segment, this storm already, when you look at the weather map and the various models, has had more twists and turns than the second half of the Super Bowl game.
Oh, don't bring that up, Dan. I wanted San Francisco. I didn't get a chance to listen to your podcast. Who did you end up picking?
I predicted Kansas City.
Oh, well, good prediction. I hope my prediction on the snow is as good as your prediction on the Super Bowl, Dan. But, yeah, that was it was a very exciting game. It was a very good game, no question about it. But, yes, this storm has had many twists and turns. It's been well-modeled. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time now, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition, Dan. There has been some southern shifting in the models of late, but I'll tell you, all of the short fused models that we're looking at, the 12Z models, as we say, which means 7 a.m. So we're using fresh data in this forecast. And they're all predicting an inch or more of QPF, which is called quantified forecasted precipitation. So we are thinking that with the 10-to-1 ratio here, that we're looking at a solid 10 inches of snow for most of the state as this thing comes in.
So as we examine the weather map, what does that weather map look like?
Well, the storm with all the twists and turns you spoke of, Dan, is in northern Alabama as we're putting this podcast together in the midday hours of Monday. The storm is coming on Tuesday. The system right now is in northern Alabama. By this evening, I think it will move up into eastern sections of Tennessee. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, the storm will be positioned over Virginia. So you draw a line from northern Alabama through eastern Tennessee and into Virginia. You've got a northeast trajectory on this storm. By 7 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, the storm is off Delaware, strengthening and intensifying as it continues its northeast trajectory toward the benchmark, which is where we get our big snowstorms, 40 north, 70 west. And then by 7 o'clock Tuesday evening, the storm will be racing off to the south and east of Nova Scotia. But the storm is intensifying as it goes. Hence, we've got a winter storm warning up statewide, Dan, as the system goes by. And again, the worst part of the storm, I believe, is going to be during the day tomorrow. But in the morning and up through the midday, it's going to be snowing very, very heavily, I suspect.
Okay, that leads us to the timing of the storm, Brad, and that has had some shifts and turns as well. What can you tell us now as far as the timing as we put this podcast together again at around noon on Monday, February 12th?
Well, for the afternoon commute today, Dan, there's no problem at all. It's just a beautiful day out there with sun shining and temperatures moving up into the 40s. And there will be no problem for the afternoon commute. There'll be no problem if you've got any plans this evening. The high school basketball game should all be able to get played fine, no problem. I do expect the first flakes to begin after midnight, somewhere in the vicinity, I'd say, of between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m., I expect the snow to start to break out across the state. It may start for 5 minutes as rain somewhere along the coast, like Bridgeport or maybe over to Stonington or something like that, but it will readily change over to snow. And I expect that the storm is really going to ramp up quickly. So it might just start snowing lightly at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., something like that. But by the time you get up tomorrow morning, 7, 8 in the morning, it is going to be snowing very hard. I think the heaviest part of the storm will be from about 7 in the morning tomorrow to about 1 in the afternoon tomorrow. And the snow may come down at the rate of 1 to 2 inches an hour during that time span. So that's where I'm really expecting the snow to pile up, Dan, tomorrow morning and as we head into the midday part of tomorrow as well.
Is it going to be a wet snow?
Yeah, it is, Dan. The temperature is going to be pretty much borderline. I'm saying across the state for the high temperatures tomorrow, 28 to 34. So up toward you in Torrington and up toward Goshen and Norfolk and Colebrook and so forth and West Granby, North Granby, it's going to be snowing with a temperature of 28, 29. So it's not going to be as wet and pasty as it will be when you get down toward Meriden and Middletown and so forth. The temperature there will be about 32 degrees. But then when you get toward the shoreline, places like Bridgeport, New Haven, over toward Clinton and Groton and New London, I expect the temperature to be about 34 degrees, but it's still going to be snowing because the atmosphere is going to be cold, but it will be more pasty snow, more apt to cling to tree branches and power lines and so forth. So if there are any power issues during tomorrow, Dan, in the height of the storm, I expect them to be along and south of Interstate 84, more down toward I-95, where the snow will be more pasty. And another factor with the storm, Dan, too, is the wind is going to start to crank up out of the northeast and north as the storm strengthens tomorrow morning. And I wouldn't be surprised if some shoreline communities, again, your Stonington's and Mystic's, see winds gusting maybe 30 to 40 miles per hour, something like that. So there will be wind involved with the storm too. And the projections are from minor to moderate coastal flooding at the time of high tide tomorrow in Long Island Sound as water bottles up into the sound tomorrow. So that's another issue to look at for the Connecticut shoreline, the potential for some minor to moderate coastal flooding. And of course, the wind, we mentioned the power issue and the pasty snow, especially south of Middletown tomorrow.
We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk about Action Carpet and Floor Covering of Simsbury, a family-run business that's built for you and an underwriter for the Bradfield Weather Podcast. Founded in 1993 by CEO Kevin Blake, Action Carpet and Floor Covering has now become one of the top companies for all your home remodeling needs. Action Carpet and Floor Covering prides itself on its craftsmanship. Whether it's bathroom or kitchen remodels, carpet installation, carpet cleaning or buffing, where Tony can make your 30-year-old carpet look like new, or hardwood installation, sanding, refinishing, luxury vinyl tile, or mold remediation, Action Carpet and Floor Covering is the place to turn. And Action Carpet and Floor Covering does give estimates. You know, when Action Carpet and Floor Covering works with you, their motto is, your family becomes our family. Call Action Carpet and Floor Covering today at 860-651-8406. Drop by their showroom at 1394 Hot Meadow Street in Simsbury, or go online for more information at actioncarpetandflooring.com. Action Carpet and Floor Covering, a family-run business that's built for you. And again, Brad and I are so honored that Action Carpet and Floor Covering is underwriting this podcast. Brad, it's evident that this storm, obviously, from an accumulation standpoint, is going to be packing a wallop. What do you have as far as low-end, high-end is concerned?
Well, that's extremely interesting, Dan. The low-end, high-end forecast from the National Weather Service, they have issued their point forecast. What I mean by that, and this is not my forecast per se, this is from the National Weather Service, Dan, and I'm going to say these very quickly because I don't want to get all bogged down here time-wise, but the National Weather Service has said, for example, in Canaan, they're projecting 9.6 inches of snow. This just means that they use all the various computer modeling and so forth and come up with a prediction for what each individual city and town will get. So I'll read those fairly quickly right now. So listen up for your town. Canaan, 9.6 inches. Kent, 10.6 inches. Danbury, 12 inches. Bridgeport, 10.2 inches, New Haven, 10.3 inches, Waterbury, 11.9 inches, Clinton, 8.4 inches, East Haddam, 10.4 inches, Hartford, 12.3 inches, Bradley at Windsor Locks, 11.9 inches, Union, 12.9 inches, Willimantic, 10.8 inches, Norwich, 9.9 inches, New London, 8.8 inches, and I saved you for last, Dan, Torrington, 12.9 inches. Now, that is what the National Weather Service is riding with right now for their actual forecast. Now, you asked me about the low end, high end. The low end is for 2 to 6 inches, southern coastal Connecticut, 2 to 6 inches there. The rest of the state, central and northern Connecticut, the low end prediction is 6 to 8 inches. So that means that there is a 90% chance of that amount or more of snow accumulation. Now, the high end accumulations range like this, 10 to 12 inches along the shoreline from Bridgeport to New Haven to Clinton, 12 to 16 inches for the vast majority of interior Connecticut, along I-84, for example, Danbury, Waterbury, Meriden, Willimantic, Norwich, Hartford, 12 to 16 inches, and then 16 to 19 inches, that's the high-end totals, Torrington, Canaan, Windsor Locks, and Union. So that's always interesting to look at that.
Brad, in conjunction with low-end, high-end, we always have some fun as far as the odds from an accumulation standpoint. What can you tell us as far as the odds are concerned?
Well, we're going to go over the odds, Dan, for 4 inches of snow, 6 inches of snow, 8 inches of snow, 12 inches of snow, and 18 inches of snow. So we'll start off with that. 4 inches or more of accumulation is practically a guarantee inland from I-95. 96 to 99% for all of the cities and towns inland from I-95. Even along the I-95 corridor, Bridgeport has a 78% chance of 4 inches or more, New Haven an 88% chance, and Clinton a 68% chance. 6 inches or more, Dan, Clinton, right along the shoreline, has a 2 out of 3 chance of getting 6 inches of snow. The I-84 corridor has a 92 to 96% chance of getting 6 inches or more of accumulation. 8 inches or more, even along the shoreline, Clinton, it's a 50-50 chance. Inland, it's near 90% in Union, Hartford, and Waterbury. So that's just crazy. 12 inches or more, Dan, along the shoreline, Bridgeport, 29% chance. New Haven, a 1 in 3 chance, 32%, and Clinton, 15%. But Dan, it's over 60% chance of getting a foot of snow in Hartford, 61%. In Torrington, at your house, you'll have to report to me on this, 63%, and Union, 66%. And we talked about that high end up in the 16 to 19 inch range. The odds of getting 18 inches of snow are 15 to 20% for Waterbury, Hartford, and Windsor Locks. Torrington has a 21% chance, and Union has a 25% chance of 18 inches of snow. So, you know, those are not bad odds, you know, to think that getting 18 inches of snow, you've got a 1 in 4 chance of doing it. So you can see plainly that this is a big storm, no matter how you slice it.
Well, then that leads us to our forecast. And again, we're putting this together on Monday, February 12th. So what does our forecast look like?
Well, we were talking off air a little bit, Dan. The old time New Englanders called today a weather breeder. Nothing going on. It's calm. It's sunny. Temperature in the 40s. You would never know that a snowstorm is in the offing. But tonight we'll have thickening clouds with the snow breaking out between 2 and 5 a.m. It may be mixed at times along the I-95 corridor with a little bit of rain and sleet, but elsewhere it's pure snow across the state. We are looking at the snow heavy at times tomorrow during the morning and the midday. And again, throughout the storm, Dan, projecting temperatures between 28 and 34, 28 in the northwest hill towns, 34 at the coastal city. So the snow will be more pasty there. The snow will start tapering off as we head toward dinner time tomorrow, and it should be ending during the afternoon commute tomorrow. And then clearing skies for Tuesday night, temperatures at 18 to 24 degrees. And then Wednesday looks bright and sunny for the snow removal. Temperatures between 30 and 35. Now, this is what I'm predicting in terms of snow accumulation, Dan. For the I-95 corridor, I am predicting 6 to 10 inches of snow. So a very healthy storm, even along the Connecticut shoreline, with some ice pellets mixed in and the milder temperatures cutting down a little bit on the accumulations there. Most of interior Connecticut, Dan, I am predicting 8 to 12 inches of snow accumulation, but I do think that there will be a few places that pop the foot mark and go to, say, like maybe 14 inches, something like that. And I think the most likely place for that to happen is high elevations along and north of Interstate 84. So this is a big storm. I'm glad you've tuned in to listen to the Bradfield Weather Podcast. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Kevin and Stephen Blake over at Action Carpet, and of course the McAllens, who are such good friends of my family of McAllen Construction. And Dan, one final note here. We've got a clipper system coming in with more snow on Thursday night. So we will have our regular podcast on Thursday, so make sure you tune into that to get the latest on the Clipper that'll be coming Thursday night. But one thing at a time, we've got a major snowstorm coming in for Tuesday.
All right, Brad. And again, we remind people to be safe and, you know, use caution, but we're going to get wild up. We've been pretty fortunate. You think about it. Here we are into mid-February, and although we've had some storms prior to this, this obviously looks like it's going to pack a wallop and might be our biggest one to this point of the winter season, doesn't it?
Right. It looks like it's going to be, Dan. I think for most of us, it will be. The storm back in January gave 10.4 inches, I believe, to Bradley. But that was more the exception than the rule. The northern part of the state got hit a lot harder than the southern part of the state. But this one, I think southern Connecticut snow lovers are going to share in this one, too. So, yes, when you look back on it, this will definitely be the biggest storm to this point in the season. But who knows what lies ahead in late February and March. We can still get some big snowstorms then. So we're keeping our eye on the weather map. We did think that this would happen, Dan, late in a El Nino winter, as the El Nino pattern is starting to weaken, the cold air is more in play now for these storms, and these storms are juicy. And, I would think that this is not the last one by any stretch.
Well, you called it, and you called it as far as timing is concerned, and all people have to do is listen to the prior podcasts, because there's the proof. Brad, to our audience and to you and Sandy, be well.
You and Susan, be well, Dan, and to our audience, be careful tomorrow, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, Brad. The Brad Field Weather Podcast has been underwritten by Action Carpet and Floor Covering of Simsbury, a family-run business that's built for you, and by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And, by the way, McAllen does snow removal.